Welcome to the Giles 365 World Cup podcast. We are in the pub. There are only three of us this time. It's myself, Simon Head. Stuart Hoare is joining me.
Afternoon.
And Simon Pitney is here with me as well. Dan Ferdinand is absent without leave. He's supposed to be here. I don't know where he's faffing about, but he's going to be here soon. No Jim with us this week. He's going to be with us next week for our special awards show. We're just building up to the World Cup final. Obviously, we've had the two semi-finals. Spain versus Holland, Stu. Where's your money?
Spain, I think. I just think if they get 1-0 up, it's going to keep the ball away from Holland from sort of whenever they score to the final whistle. I don't think there's much. I've got a feeling it's going to be horrible and they're going to probably beat them maybe 3 or 4-0. I think Spain are going to turn it on for the final.
We need Holland to get the first goal, don't we, just to open the game up?
Yeah, certainly. If Holland don't get the first goal, it's game over, isn't it?
Maybe. Like Stuart, I think Spain are going to win. I think they're going to win comfortably as well. Maybe not 3 or 4-0, because I think, to be honest, if Spain get 2-0 up, they'll just play keep ball for the other 80 minutes, whatever it'll be. It's what they did against Germany. Germany famous for its fast starts. So Spain didn't let them touch the ball for 25 minutes, just kept it, past the little triangles, and they'll do the same to Holland. So I can see Spain winning comfortably.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very important, the opening few minutes of that game. And look who's joined us, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Ferdinand's here.
Hello.
Nice of you to join us halfway through the show.
Is he?
Good. Right, tell us about the World Cup final then. Who's going to win?
Holland.
And why are they going to win?
I think you find I said Holland and Spain final, so because I said so.
Okay, that's not the incisive punditry we were looking for.
No, the reasoning behind it, Spain haven't really scored many goals. They really are missing Fernando Torres. I know he's there, but the Fernando Torres that itself isn't a very unfit Fernando Torres. Villa looks good, but I think Holland just good enough at the back to shackle him. And as good as that Spanish midfield is, I think Schneider. And I actually think they're going to do what they did in the second half two days ago, and put Van der Vaart in centre midfield because he looks excellent breaking forward as well.
But you know, Holland aren't going to have the ball.
Of course they are.
No, Spain will just do what they did to Germany. They'll just keep the ball. And Holland won't be able to touch it.
Of course they will.
I think it's going to be very difficult to get the ball off Spain if they go goal up. They're the best in the world at keeping the ball. I think it's going to be so important that Holland dictate the tempo of the game in the first 10 minutes. Because if they just let Spain knock that ball around, they'll spend the first 20 minutes chasing it. I think the first 25 minutes, there'd been no fouls yesterday, and Spain had 70% possession. Which is an astonishing stat if you think about it in a World Cup semi-final.
And against what many people say the team of the tournament was.
I think I was disappointed with Germany. I thought Germany would really have a go at them, and they kind of sat back and let Spain do what they wanted, really. They didn't really press up the pitch like you would expect them to.
I guess for them, they're probably thinking, it's very difficult. If Spain decides to turn up and play, they are going to win because they are the best team around. So yeah. I guess if they're on their A game, not really anyone can do anything about it, can they?
No.
Not the probably who will be the world and European player of the year come January? No? No? What, not didn't just win the treble with Inter Milan?
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic end of the season.
Schneider's fine. But Schneider's not the man who's going to go and get the ball off Spain, is he? He's going to be the guy that went
Well, no, Van Bommel's going to go and do that. And
just on Van Bommel, how has he not been sent off in this World Cup?
Is he son-in-law of the coach?
Has he got photos of all the referees in some sort of state of undress?
I'll be honest, I've got photos of all the referees.
Well, that's
not in the address, just because I like
that's a window into your private life that I didn't think we'd open, but there you go.
Fantastic.
You all right, Stu?
Yeah, very well, thank you very much, Ben.
So we're thinking, so far, I haven't actually predicted what's going to happen in this final. I think Spain will win. I want Holland to win, but I think Spain will win. And I've got a horrible feeling because it's going to be a dreary 1-0.
I think I did say it before.
Affair. I really do. Final.
No. Okay, if Spain are going to win 1 or 2-0, but it's not going to be boring and dreary because you just have to sit back and admire how bloody good they are and technically brilliant they are. And yeah, it's not going to be goal match scrambles and all that, but I'm not really interested. It's a World Cup final. I want to watch people playing.
You're only saying that because you're going to be in Spain.
No, I haven't even mentioned that yet. I do want Spain to win anyway, and obviously, did I mention I'm in Madrid for the World Cup final, which is going to be amazing. I reckon all the strippers are going to be given out for free. They're going to be so happy. It's going to be brilliant. There's a bit of silent miming going on. Dan doesn't want his beer.
No, I've got the gin,
so I'll have it.
Yeah, that seems only fair.
Yeah.
Another thing I quite like, nothing to do with football, but
as soon as I saw
Spain were in the World Cup against Holland, and I saw their two kits next to each other, you know what it reminded me of? Those little penny fruit salad sweets. I haven't had them in years.
It does, if you blended them together.
Yeah, see what I mean? I just wanted a penny fruit salad. It's just, don't look at me like that.
I think
there won't be a penny anymore. No blending. No,
if you actually look back through the shows, and I'm sad enough to actually have done this, there's certain themes that have run through our podcast all the way through. Stuart's obsession with Joe Hart and the North Koreans is one or two. Simon has been our resident kit expert throughout the whole of the tournament. We were talking about the wonderful range of colours in one of the groups. I can't remember. I think it was the Portugal group. And now you're coming up with confectionery links to the kit. I mean, you know,
it's brilliant.
It's amazing. And
I defy you to look at it and go, I don't want a fruit salad.
I'm good, thanks. And I used to like the fruit salads.
They're good. They're better than the Blackjacks.
I guarantee Blackjacks there is no other football podcast on the internet talking about this right now.
They'd probably be doing smart stuff, like talking about how attractive the women of both seasons are and stuff like that, not
Let's get on to that then. Holland v Spain. Who wins?
I would like a Holland-Spain sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
That's nice.
That's all I've got to say on that.
Stu?
I want a Holland double.
Double Dutch, mate. Double Dutch.
A bit Daphne Deckers.
So, other than the fact that we think Spain will win, who do we actually
want? Holland.
Except for Dan.
Thank you.
Spain.
Who do we want to win? Good. Now, Simon's pretty much nailed his colours to the mast. He's going to be in...
I'm in Madrid, so it has to be Spain. I want them to win.
To be honest, walk around in the orange on a day like that. So.
The stag is walking around dressed in orange and head-to-toe fake suntan, lotion, all the rest of it. So
excellent.
If he doesn't die at the ball run, he's going to die in Madrid for the World Cup final. And I want Spain to win anyway, because I just think they play the best football.
I'd like Spain. I'd like to see Spain win.
You'd like to see Spain win. I'd like to see the Dutch win, because I've spent some good time in the company of the Dutch fans in previous tournaments, and I've got a real respect for the Dutch and their whole attitude to football. I think technically they're always good. The way they bring their players through is the way that every country should do it.
Yeah.
I love their kit.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's always the best kit.
Very special about that Dutch kit.
Dan?
I'm still trying to get over your fruit salad comment, to be perfectly honest with you, mate. But no, I'm 100%. I want Holland to win. I think they'll win, and I need Holland to win just for my fantasy game.
Oh, right. Anyone got any other comments in terms of the World Cup final? Anything they're looking out for?
I've got one. Do you think they're going to make the captains read out that ridiculous message again?
No.
Because that...
They couldn't have picked two worse teams to be written out, either.
No, they actually all did it, but I think we all cut the rest of them out. All right, just abysmal. I don't know what charity or whatever it was for, but we do not care. Have the signs up, lovely jubbly, but don't make the players read out.
Do we know how Webb's going to be wrapped yet?
Before the game.
We haven't heard yet. He must be in with a shout. I would have thought they'd announce it today.
He was told to stay, and he didn't have either semi-final. So he'd probably get a third and fourth title.
Because of the Uruguay thing, I think, that they hadn't announced it. Who do we think is going to finish the tournament as top goal scorer? I mean, it's between Schneider and Villa.
Schneider.
David Villa, because then I'd win the other 40 quid.
Yeah, I think Schneider has been rather fortunate, because the goal against Brazil, the first one... That Felipe Melo headed in.
The rule states if the ball is on target, even if it comes off a defender or the keeper, the opposition,
it was on target.
It still causes a goal to the attacking side.
Yeah.
And the ball was going in, it just so happened that Felipe Melo, in a way, what he did,
he held it on.
He actually
Felipe
got in the way of the keeper.
It was going out.
Yeah. Well, no, exactly. But what he did is he got in the way of the keeper, not necessarily how he affected the ball.
Yeah. I think it's a bit.
I understand the rules, but I don't think the rules make perfect sense in that particular instance.
How?
Because
I was shooting on target.
Goalie would have collected it.
Yeah, exactly.
And Clint Dempsey could have said the same thing when he had his shot against Robert Green. Oh, the keeper's going to get to that. Oh, no, it went in. So
Yeah, but that was actually a shot. Schneider was just crossing it.
Well, no, because from that side, and I've said it for years, from that side, if you hit that back post, you aim for that.
Have you really said that for years?
I've been saying it for years.
Random
conversation, hit the back post.
Yeah.
Curl it back in because it goes round the keeper, and if no one touches it, keeper freezes, it goes in.
I think one of the two German boys has a great chance, because I think Uruguay probably expended all their energy in getting to the semi-final. I could see that being a bit of a whitewash in the third place playoff.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas Müller could quite easily finish with a golden boot.
Do you think they're going to
Thomas Müller are going to play four, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Schneider and Veer on five.
Yeah.
Do you think they're both going to play their reserves, people who haven't played there?
No, I think the Germans are close to the chance to achieve that target.
And the other
being the all-time top goal scorer.
I don't know if you remember the last World Cup. Germany in the third, fourth playoff were outstanding. I think it was Portugal they played.
Home turf.
They took them apart. I know it was, but it was the third, fourth place playoff is normally, I mean,
dire.
As a game, it's a complete waste of time and no one wants to play in it. But quite often, the actual game is a lot better than the final. Because it's a lot more open.
There's no pressure.
Teams just go out there and think, sod it, let's have a go. And it tends to be a more open, attractive game of football to watch. There's nothing riding on it other than a medal, who wants a third place medal?
No one remembers who comes third anyway.
No.
Or very rarely anyway.
No.
England didn't in 1990,
no,
did
we
they?
No,
they finished fourth.
Toto Skilacci. But I think the third fourth game will probably have more goals in it than the final.
So basically,
I think one of the Germans.
You're tipping one of the two Germans.
I think they
need a minimum of two.
If you're a betting man, bet on Thomas Müller because he'll be the longest odds. He gets as many chances as Closer does, and the way the Germans play, Closer's the spearhead, but Müller tends to sort of run onto a lot of chances. I think he'd be a good bet for the Golden Boot now. Because a lot of people, especially on the exchanges, will probably just be looking at the two guys in the final.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's probably worth a look. Something else, talking about the first semi-final. Did anyone watch it on TV?
The first semi-final?
Yeah.
Yes, I watched it.
Clyde Tildesley, flying solo. Yeah. I thought he did a decent job, to be fair.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy that normally does it?
Jim Beglin.
He was taken ill.
Near infection, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually think Tildesley did a good job, and it gave him the chance to sort of...
There was silence when the news was on.
Yeah, he gave a little bit of opinion
what
where need be.
Yeah.
And, I thought he did a decent job. And I actually thought the commentary was better for it as well.
Sorry, I shouldn't be so harsh. I hope you get well soon. But I dislike your, as on a professional level. I just want to add that, because it's out of order. I've been quite harsh.
Hit the back stick.
Been saying it for years.
Oh, dear. So, World Cup final.
That and it's not mine.
World Cup final, Spain to win. Who will come third?
Germany
beat Uruguay, do you think, Steve?
I think Uruguay are going to win it, Steve.
Germany.
Score prediction?
3-0. Müller hat-trick.
Müller hat-trick.
And golden boot.
Dan?
I'm just going to go Germany for the simple reason of I think everyone in that squad is going to be setting up closer to get the all-time record.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
As much as I think that in a way the older Germans, I think Germany as a country might not necessarily want him to be, because obviously he's level at the moment with De Bom and Gerd Müller.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether they necessarily, I mean, that guy's a legend. Close has never really had the career at club level that Müller did.
He's had an okay career, hasn't he? But
he's one of those who only seems to sort of appear above the radar when he's at a World Cup.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
It feels slightly rank for me if he is the all-time top goalscorer in World Cups. Because, I mean, you can't argue what he's done in three World Cups. It's fantastic. But as an overall legend of the game, he's not quite there, is he? And it will slightly rank for me. Ronaldo's fine, because Ronaldo was one of the best of his generation.
I think it's unusual that 8 years ago when he scored all the goals, someone didn't snap him. I know he went to Bayern Munich for a little bit. Then
moving to Italy and Spain a couple of times, wasn't he? But I guess Bayern Munich paid him enough, at one point
there was talk of United, but that was a few years ago now.
But you've got to be fair to you. If you score goals across however many World Cups, it's at least three tournaments. And he scored in European Championships as well.
Yeah, fair play to him.
As an international centre forward, he does the business.
Yeah, he does.
He's not a superstar. He hasn't caught publicity.
Having said that, so does David Healy in qualifying.
Yeah.
And he's not at the top club. So
this is true. David Healy plays for Northern Ireland and Miroslav Klose plays for Germany.
True.
So there is
goals.
There is a slight difference.
I would also... there was lots of talk yesterday about the German squad and how, because they're so young, what clubs they would go to. Has anyone got any thoughts on if any of them will move anywhere?
Yeah.
I think a lot of...
Özil's only got a year left, hasn't he?
No, it's Kanderas. He's a centre midfield partner.
Cadera.
Yeah, Cadera.
No, Ozil's only got you as well.
No, I don't think he has.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Ozil's been a
Werder Bremen.
Yeah.
Okay. Arsenal was sniffing around Ozil before the tournament.
Yeah, you can probably rule Barcelona out.
You can probably add another £10 million onto his price.
Yeah, which means he's definitely not going.
So he won't be going to Arsenal.
I also don't need players like that anyway. They need players like Cadera.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Yeah,
we can self-fabricate and get
some, something I did hear was
no.
Gilberto Silva.
Yeah,
and this will interest you, Dan, being an Arsenal fan. Gilberto Silva is set to move to Liverpool and join Roy Hodgson. Roy Hodgson has been in discussions with Gilberto Silva, and he's
going to
get him, stick him in front of the back four. I think what that might do, that might mean that they could get rid of Mascherano.
Oh, he's going 100%
because he wants out anyway. Get some good money for Mascherano. I think it's a walking time bomb anyway. Put Gilberto Silva in there and look to strengthen. Steven Gerrard, they're trying to keep him, but I think they're resigned to losing Fernando Torres. So it'll be if he can keep one or Torres and Gerrard, then
my personal opinion is Mascherano, Gerrard and Torres, you should sell all three, rake all the money in, and then spend in young. I think there's reports today that he might get rid of Asu and get Figueroa, who was also at the World Cup, who's been outstanding.
Asu was terrible last year, just terrible.
Yeah. But they were saying, you know, a lot of the Germans, a lot of people, there's lots and lots of talk, but I think most of it paper talk. Arsenal.
Arsenal one or two will move. Don't have to.
Yeah, Man United looking at Muller.
Thing is, he's 20 years old, he's at Bayern Munich. You're going to need to spend a lot of money to get him out of his contract at Bayern Munich, I would have thought. Realistically, if I was him, I wouldn't look to move.
No. And the best one actually was, by all accounts, the deal was almost done for closer to go to West Ham. But now they believe that deal's now on hold because of all his goals.
I'll tell you the one person that, if you've got enough money, you need to buy Schweinsteiger. He's been absolutely brilliant, and he's still only 25.
Real Madrid.
Yeah. The boy's he's a fantastic. Just if you've got the money, though, that's good.
He seems to have a right head on his shoulders as well.
Well, he does now. Yeah,
no, he does now.
But he was a bit.
He was a party boy.
He broke into the Bayern Munich training facilities. Him and his girlfriend, just because he wanted a jacuzzi with her. So this is when he was younger. And he just went, I'll break in there then. Yeah, he was a bit of a wild child, wasn't he?
Did you see the video I sent? I sent a video around just before the semi-final.
Yeah.
With Bastian Schweinsteiger, and he was being interviewed after the Euro final when they'd just been beaten by Spain.
Oh,
and all the Spanish team doing the conga behind him in his interview. I just thought, come on, be fair. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted Germany to win. I didn't like that. I just thought, a bit classless, to be honest.
Yeah. But when you're good, who needs class?
Yeah, Spain, obviously. Mm.
True.
It sounds like
the backstick.
Yeah.
What's that? Yes, a back post.
Pesky backstick.
Right, okay, final question before we wrap up.
Go on.
You've got, let's say you've got 30 million euros burning a hole in your back pocket.
Oh.
Right. And imagine for a minute you're in charge of a club that's in a good division, Steve. Who would you sign if you were going to sign one player from the World Cup? Who would you sign?
Right.
Only one?
Only one.
Does he have to be £30 million worth of player?
No.
What club am I at? I'm not QPR.
Well, you're at QPR, but they're in the Premier League.
Okay, you're at QPR.
And anyone will come to you.
You're not going to start weighing up which position you need strengthening most. Any player at the World Cup would do. This is coming from a Gillingham fan, mind you.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have any of the linesmen in our team. He'll be fine.
Muller.
You'd have Muller?
Yes.
Okay.
So, if I'm Everton, we don't really need midfielders or defenders. We need a centre-forward. So the obvious one is Villa. It'll probably cost too much. So probably Forlamp.
Yeah.
I still think you get another 2-3 years good service out of him.
It's a lot of money.
I think I think he's been brilliant.
You'll say 30 million.
I'm not saying you have to spend 30 million. What I'm saying is,
no, actually, basically, that's how much he'd cost.
Maybe.
What about you, Dan?
I would spend
as an Arsenal supporter.
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably consider. It's got to be a goalkeeper, really, for what we need right
Joe
now.
Hart?
We need a keeper.
Joe Hart
would be up there.
Would actually be a very good signing.
I'd love him to come, but I think
good signing
would be crazy.
Hang on, this is a fantasy question, and you've gone for goalkeepers in a tournament where there's been no good goalkeepers. Can you're allowed to buy a second player because I've just given you another 30 million.
Oh, who's the boy we said earlier? Kaderis?
Kaderis. Sammy Kaderis.
Yeah, probably him because he does a bit of everything. He does kind of hold, but when you need him to bomb one, he can bomb one. He's got a really, really good engine. And I think that's possibly one thing. Diaby does it a little bit, but not quite. He actually gets in the box with Diaby, likes to get on the ball, so maybe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, as a Gillingham fan, I'd take anyone, to be honest. But if I could pick one...
Lucio, because then you'd never concede again.
Well, yeah, I mean, he'd be phenomenal.
That boy's mustard, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we would. We'd find a way. I think, really, if I could buy any player at the World Cup, I'd buy Schweinsteiger. Yeah. I think he does everything well. He can defend, he can go forward, he can dictate the play. You could put him in, you put him anywhere across the midfield, he'd do a job for you. And I think he's a good age, he's about 27,
26. No, 26.
Is he still that young? Well, even more so then. He'd be a great sign.
My only other thought was, and it sounds weird, it's another German, but it's Philipp Lahm. But I like saying that, but he's an exceptional right back.
Yeah. For me, Schweinsteiger, if I was picking midfield, Schweinsteiger would be definitely just Everton lead forwards. Yeah. So. And no one went for your future World European Player of the Year, Wesley Sneijder, did they?
It's because he's going to be more than £30 million.
No, he won't.
I'm surprised you didn't say Mertesacker.
I have said Mertesacker before, but again, he's not a 30 million. But no, because we've just signed another defender yesterday.
You did. Yeah. Young French.
Young French one. But also, how funny is it that Florian Perez is now sitting in Madrid, possibly, or maybe even at the World Cup, going, I sold him for £13 million. What have I done?
Sold. Oh, Schneider.
Said this earlier about Manchester United. Who's one of the best defenders in the tournament? Gerard Piqué. Who's one of the best forwards in the tournament? Diego Forlán.
Yeah.
Both basically shipped out of Manchester United before they really had a chance.
They got rid of Piqué because he was at that level where he had to play week in and week out, and they had a fully fit Rio and a fully fit Vidic, and it made sense.
And Johnny Evans coming through the
Well, I would give you this, right? They kept John O'Shea. They got rid of Gerard Piqué. That for me, in a nutshell.
Yeah, but John O'Shea doesn't mind sitting on the bench for 15 games in a row.
I actually don't think it's anything to do with the clubs and being allowed to play. I think it's all to do with Gerard Piqué's hair. Because when he was at Man United, he had Fabregas hair when he first came through. Like, what's going on? A curly mullet. Now he looks kind of like razor sharp. Yeah. It's his hair.
Change the hair.
There you go. Torres hasn't scored, has he? Yeah.
No, I know. He's cut his locks off and now he's gone rusty.
He dyed his hair as well.
He's done something.
It looks very brown, isn't it?
His hair is brown. Yeah. He dyes it blonde.
But just very quickly on the
speaking of hair.
Oh my word. I know that's no good on the podcast, but we've just seen the mullet of the century which walked past. He's probably coming in.
He's coming in.
Right.
Looks like bloody Flavio.
But anyway, on the topic of talking about club football, we will return in the new season with a brand new show, the Football Podcast, where we will each nail our colours to the mast and talk about our various clubs and talk about the various issues in the game throughout next season. So stay tuned for that. That'll be available at www.footballpodcast.co.uk. So look out for that. That's about it for this week. We'll be back after the World Cup final, after this final word from Mr. Ferdinand.
Put it in the back stick.
Well, you've just stolen it, haven't you?
Oh, well, you said it in your dulcet tone.
No, bye.